Anna had been quite specific. Through mazes dark to lands of scorching death. Fun! The cloven guide alone the way does know. Except that our cloven guide, the satyr Grover Underwood, did not seem to know the way. "You're lost," I said for the 40th time. "Am not," he protested. He trotted along in his baggy jeans and green tie-dyed t-shirt, his goat hooves wobbling in his specially modified New Balance 520s. A red knit cap covered his curly hair. Why he thought this disguise helped him better pass for human, I couldn't say. The bumps of his horns were clearly visible beneath the hat. His shoes popped off his hooves several times a day, and I was getting tired of being his sneaker retriever. He stopped at a T in the corridor. In either direction, rough-hewn stone walls marched into darkness. Grover tugged his wispy goatee.
"Well?"
Meg asked. Grover flinched. Like me, he had quickly come to fear Meg's displeasure. Not that Meg McCaffrey looked terrifying. She was small for her age, with stoplight-colored clothes. Green dress, yellow leggings,